99.9 Radio USA. That's a woman like you, and that's Lee Bryce. It's 6:51 and 38 degrees. It's Scott Hansen, and we have great music on the way from Cole Swindell. His song is called Chillin' It, and we're going to chill with it in just a couple of minutes. But right now, it's time to get weird on the Weird News. The Weird News is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. Students at a school in Brooklyn, New York, ended up having to cut class when administrators ordered an evacuation. They evacuated because the fumes were so bad. The fumes from the Axe body spray that some student was wearing. Emergency crews were actually called to a sixth grade classroom at Medgar Evers School after someone reported a hazardous condition. It turned out to be a powerful dose of the Manly deodorant product. You know, Axe's ads say that the scent is guaranteed to leave women powerless. Well, this time around, kids of both genders were incapacitated. Eight kids were taken to the hospital because of the, they were incapacitated, apparently, by the Axe body spray. Nobody was seriously hurt in the incident. That's apparently some powerful stuff. Heavy dose of it, I guess. How about a British teenager had just gotten a job as a fast food mascot? Well, she got her feathers ruffled by a stranger who was intent on choking the chicken. And that's exactly the costume that she was wearing. 17-year-old was handing out flyers for Pepe's Piri Piri Chicken in Northampton, England, and was approached by a teenage boy who reached up to choke her and give her a poke in the beak. Well, she was shaken up but not hurt too badly since the head of the costume protected her. The restaurant's owner says that he warned the girl to be aware of her environment and watch her back, adding she really wanted to be the chicken and was very enthusiastic about it, so this was dreadful. And finally, the folks at Hallmark want consumers to get one thing straight this holiday season, the revamped lyrics to a classic Christmas carol. The company has issued a redesigned version of one of the best-selling ornaments and has changed the Deck the Halls line from Don We Now Our Gay Apparel to Don We Now Our Fun Apparel. What do you think of that? Hallmark issued the statement defending the change by saying, back in the 1800s, the word gay meant festive or merry. Today, it has multiple meanings, which we thought could leave our intent open to misinterpretation. I don't know about that. I'm a traditional type of guy. I prefer they leave our Christmas carols alone. Thank you. That's your weird news this morning. It is 6:54.
Prices are falling. Get big.